This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Valerie, today I am once again joined by Anthony. How's it going, Anthony?
Doing well, all things considered, but how about yourself?
Yeah, man, I'm hanging in there. Basketball-wise, a lot of ups and downs, which I think we're kind of used to with the Nets by now. So we're 17% of the way through the regular season already. So almost a fifth of the way there, which is crazy. But the Nets sit at 6-8. They're currently a half game out of the 10 seed for the play-in tournament. There's a bunch of teams that have 6 wins. Miami, the Knicks, the Bulls, the Pacers. What's your overall take on the Nets so far?
Like I just said, it's early look at standings, so like not concerned about the standing exact aspect and look at like how we look. So like I said, I think it's so many ups and downs. I think overall, like into the Jacques Vaughn era. I'm not going to call it the Kyrie-less era just yet. Basically, like, the Nets did, like, up until the last game, looked very great defensively. They looked like the ball was moving, like, off of KD, like, et cetera. I think overall, the Nets are starting to find, like, a system. I finally see, like, the Nets actually, like, running plays for the first time in a few years. But overall, there is concern with the Nets for a variety of reasons we get into. But, like all things considered, like, it's just, like, typical Nets. Like one day you're top of the world or 4-1 or lost 5, and you drop a game to the Laker. It's just so much. Ugh. It's a lot. Overall, I'm still like very skeptical.
Yeah, I mean the Nets were winning, which is great, but I mean I tweeted this out a couple days ago. The Nets, although they were 4-1 in their last 5, they have 2 max contract players they're getting next to nothing for. Obviously, Kyrie Irving's not being allowed to play. We'll go more into that in a second. And then, I mean, Ben Simmons is playing, but it's almost like it'd be better off if Ben Simmons was also not allowed to play. Some of his, like, offensive and defensive efficiency numbers are, like, the worst in the league. He's literally become a backup center for the Nets. That is what his current role is.
He's and playable.
I mean, that's what the Nets need, obviously, is a center, but you don't want your backup center to be making a max contract like Ben Simmons is.
He's at like $35 million. So
yeah, so between Kyrie and Ben, the Nets have $70 million once again sitting at home. And it's kind of what we saw for a portion of last season. It was just these guys that the Nets need contributions from. A, weren't playing, in the case of Kyrie, for a majority of the year. And B, weren't playing at a high level, which we saw with James Harden last year, whether it was him coming back from the hamstring still, him not wanting to be in Brooklyn, whatever the case is. It's like back-to-back seasons where a lot is being asked of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's like coming, like go full circle with the trade requests and everything. This is like the concern. Like he was concerned about Kyrie not being available. He was concerned about Ben Simmons' level of play. And so far this season, both of things have been true. Like Ben Simmons does not look like the same player he was in Philadelphia. Kyrie is not in the court. Maybe like it's not his actions is the reason why he's not in the court. I'm not going to say he's choosing not to be out there, but his actions have once again resulted in him being away from the team for a long time. And it's just like, it literally only took, what, like 2 weeks for that to happen? Like, what the hell? Like, I get why he's frustrated, KD, if he is. He looked happy the last few weeks with, like, the way they've been playing, but it's just more of the same.
Yeah. I mean, I like, my overall take is, despite them, they're what, 4-2 now in their last six, whatever it is like that, I'm still concerned. I'm not confident. I mean, obviously, the Nets need to win regular season games just for the playoff picture. I mean, I know it's still very early. They've only played 14 games out of 82. I get it, but it feels like every win is crucial for the Nets. I think the top of the conference is gone. I don't know if you agree with me, but I don't think they're ever catching Boston, and I don't think they're catching the Bucks.
I was going to say, those Bucks and Boston are on a tier by themselves. Hey, Milwaukee's been out with Chris Middleton the whole season, and they're not making any excuses. They're like, I think they've only lost games where Giannis is rested, I'm pretty sure that's the case. That's totally out of the stratosphere. I think you're looking at like a 3 seed if everything goes great. I'm kind of pinning the Nets as a hopeful 4 or 5 seed. Like, you would think maybe Cleveland or Philly gets the 3 or 4. Maybe the Nets can slide into that tier. Miami's struggling. Like, I think they could be better than Atlanta if all things go right. But there's a world where the Nets aren't even in that tier. Like, I think if I had a bet, like top four or not, I'd say not top four, like currently.
Oh, I agree. I think they're going to be fighting to make sure they're not in that goddamn play-in tournament again.
Yeah, they shouldn't be in that territory, but the Cavs look great. And I think they're less fluky than last year, considering like they have Donovan Mitchell now. You're more of experience. Some guys took another step forward. Like, they're a good team. I think the Sixers right now, I don't have Harden, but like, they're still like, Embiid dropped like 58 yesterday. And like one of the craziest stat lines ever. And he had like 58, 12, 10, and 7 blocks. Like, they're only going to be better. It's just the Nets can't keep making excuses and falling behind. They need to sweep the rest of this West Coast road trip, but just to get to 500.
We'll get into that in this West Coast road trip. And then, I mean, all 3 games this week are not gimmies, but we'll get into that towards the end of the pod. You want to run through injury updates real quick?
Yeah, so yesterday, Ben Simmons missed. He had no injury designation, and then all of a sudden he had a knee flare-up an hour before the game. It went questionable, and then he was out. So I think this is their way of protecting him. He's not playing back-to-backs yet because he's had the back stuff. His knee recently got drained. I don't know. I don't know if it's an actual injury. It's a nice way of saying rest. You never really know in the NBA, especially with the Nets. So Ben Simmons was out yesterday. Curry, I don't think he's going to play much back-to-backs, at least early on. He was out with his ankle program, I guess you want to call it. He was out. Yuta Watanabe was cleared, and he's back in the lineup after missing a week with a sprained ankle. All things considered, that looks worse than it was, and his presence was missing the rotation. So he's back in there. Nick Claxton left yesterday's game with a left eye contusion. He came back, he got hurt in the second, came back to start the second half, and then he was ruled out right afterwards, but apparently he's going to be playing Tuesday. I think I was just bugging him. Like, obviously, it's not good in that game, but all things, once again, considered, he's not out long-term, so I guess that's a win for the Nets. He'll be playing against Sacramento Tuesday, or is it Portland Tuesday or Sacramento? Sacramento's, I know it's Tuesday, Thursday. Tuesday. Who is it?
Sacramento's first, so third Tuesday.
Okay, so he'll be playing against Sacramento. And then Kyrie Irving is away, obviously, from team suspension. And then TJ Warren apparently is a week or two out with his ramp up, so he should be back in the fold. I'd say around Thanksgiving time is a good time to pinpoint it, maybe a little bit after. I think that's a fair estimate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so around then you expect to see TJ Warren. I don't expect to see him this week or probably not next week, maybe towards the tail end of next week. But TJ Warren, I think I covered everyone in terms of injuries, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got everyone. When Claxton left, because he left, I believe, in that first half, and then he came back and started the second half, they announced it as he lost his contact, is what they said at first. And then they ended up ruling him out for the rest of the game with the eye contusion or whatever it is. So hopefully, I mean, they obviously need him. They don't have the other center on the roster. We saw a lot of Markieff Morris against the Lakers last night. Obviously, there was no Ben, who's also been kind of playing center. So, like, the Nets need Nicholas Claxton. He's one of the most important players that are currently on this roster. You could even maybe argue the second most important behind Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I still think it's Kyrie, obviously, but...
But is Kyrie really part of this team anymore? Like,
I mean, that's a whole different discussion, but in terms of, like, whose name is on the physical roster right now, it's him.
Okay.
He's the reason why they can't win a championship without him. And if he's not 100%. The long-term future, there's no point of having this roster. That's what I think, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a perfect transition. Those are all the injuries. Doesn't seem like anything's too serious. I would expect Ben, Seth, and Claxton, pretty much everyone back for the game against the Kings tomorrow. We are recording Monday afternoon right now. Besides TJ Warren, who is ramping up, like you said, and then who the hell knows with Kyrie. So let's just kind of give some updates on what has happened with Kyrie Irving since we last spoke, Anthony.
Yeah.
Adam Silver met with him. He said he has no doubt that Kyrie Irving is not anti-Semitic. That he said they had a direct and candid conversation. And then Adam Silver said whether or not he is anti-Semitic is not relevant to the damage caused by the posting of hateful content. Then we heard from Joe Tsai, Nets owner, via tweet. He said, Claire and I met with Kyrie and his family yesterday. This was also on Friday. Yeah, Friday, 11-11. We spent quality time to understand each other, and it's clear to me that Kyrie does not have any beliefs of hate towards Jewish people or any group. He then would tweet underneath it, the Nets and Kyrie, together with the NBA and NBA Players Association, are working constructively toward a process of forgiveness, healing, and education. Obviously, Jock Vaughn has been asked about Kyrie. His 5-game suspension was up after Saturday night's game against the Clippers. We obviously did not see him Sunday against the Lakers. Jock Vaughn was asked if Kyrie will be available for Tuesday. He did not have a answer. Today, Shams was on FanDuel TV, and he said that he's still working towards that wish list, basically, that Josiah had. And the phrase he used is, they will be without him for an indefinite amount of time. That is a quote from Shams today, which does not sound very promising.
Yeah. I can go first on this. So basically, yeah, it does not sound promising at all. I obviously don't expect him to come back during this road trip. I think even like, if everything went perfectly, I think it didn't make sense for him to fly out, let's say for a game or two, kind of just make more sense to get him back for the homestand if he were to come back. But in terms
Anthony, real quick on that, I just want to say one thing I forgot from the New York Post, Brian Lewis. This was Saturday. He tweeted out that he asked Nets owner Joe Tsai if Kyrie Irving would be back on this road trip. Joe Tsai was in LA. He was at the Clippers game talking with Steve Ballmer, etc. In quotes, Joe Tsai responded, he still has work to do. Just want to put that out there. You can continue.
Yeah, so like the first quote from Joe Tsai, like you said, like about they're working towards like the Kyrie's anti-Semitic, blah blah blah. Like, it seemed promising. Like, I thought it was like, okay, maybe he'll be back at the beginning of the suspension. If anything, he'll miss the Laker game. Be back Tuesday, Thursday. Worst case scenario after the road trip. Like, bridges have ended. But that second quote didn't seem as promising. And if I'm Kyrie, I would have got that list done in a couple of days so I can get back as soon as possible. So I don't know what is holding up in that regards, because it seems like some of the stuff can be finished, like, in a decent amount of time. So, like, he had more than enough time the last, like, what, 2 weeks to do that? So I don't know what he's waiting for. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Probably a lot that we don't know about. The indefinite part scares me. I don't know if Joe Tsai even wants him back. They already had a rocky relationship before that, and he was kind of like a last straw basis. So I don't know if this is like that last straw, but it seems as if it's not going to go down a good path. But I could be wrong, because things like this change like every day. So like one, we can really randomly see he's reinstated and he's back, but I have no idea. Like, it's just so hard to read the situation. I don't want to guess and speculate. We truthfully don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Hope he's back, because I want to at least give this team one more chance to at least the trade deadline to prove themselves as at least a contender, so they can at least give it one more shot. But like, my thought process now is if he's not coming back in a few more weeks, like this team just keeps like flailing and not even getting back. Like 500 is like the benchmark where they need to be. But then after that, they need to keep building off of that. If you want to be a top four team, you need to finish like 45, 50 wins at least to like be in that top category. And like, they're not on pace for that at all right now. They're getting back in a few weeks. What are they doing? Like, and if you're not going to get him back, he's not coming back next year. What's the point of even trying to make this work? They're not going to win the finals with the roster they have now without Kyrie Irving. It's just not going to happen. So that's where I stand on it. Either blow it up or go all in. Don't do this in the middle crap.
Yeah. I mean, it's frustrating to me. I don't get it. Truthfully, I don't understand. Like, he did his 5 games. I know they said a minimum of 5 games, but let him play. Real quick, Anthony, the standings last year in the East, every team in the top four had 50 plus wins. Just so That's 20 games over 500, which right now, if the Nets finish 20 games over 500, I think that'll be a miracle. But anyways, back to Kyrie. I just feel like it's the Nets sending a message to Kyrie. Obviously, like you said, there's been bad blood in the past, mainly with the vaccine thing last year. Without Kyrie, this team has no shot at winning the championship. And it's like Kyrie's in this situation because of himself. Like, don't get me wrong. He had every opportunity presented to him to make this better before the suspension happened. So, like, I'm not trying to put no blame on Kyrie because he's only in this situation because of himself.
Yeah.
And he had every chance to fix it. But, I mean, he met with the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver. He met with Joe Tsai and Clara Tsai. They both said he has no anti-Semitic beliefs. They're both confident he has no anti-Semitic beliefs, which was kind of what I think everyone was, like, the main problem was, more so than the posting, I guess, would be what I would think. Is that they thought he had these beliefs. Obviously, there's no room in any major sports league, organization, whatever, for any hate beliefs on any race, religion, anything like that. But if he doesn't have that, he made a mistake with the stupid tweet on a documentary. He probably didn't even watch more than half of it. He apologized. He's done as far as we can see what they have wanted him to do. At this point, I think it's more than just the tweet that Kyrie Irving sent. And like I said, I don't want to defend him because he's in this situation by himself. But when there was fans mad at him for not taking like a non guaranteed contract based on the amount of games he was going to be playing, etc. Like, this is just a perfect example of why athletes don't want to take a contract that's not fully guaranteed. The Nets are literally telling him he cannot play basketball. It's not Kyrie being like, oh, I don't want to play because the media was harsh with me. The Nets were harsh. Like, no. We even heard Kevin Durant say after the Lakers game that Kyrie's in good spirits. He's ready to get back out there. Like, this is Joe Tsai literally telling Kyrie Irving, you are not allowed to go on a basketball court in a Brooklyn Nets jersey right now. You're not going anywhere else. We're not trading you, whatever. Like, it's just insane to me. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's just a hard situation to even follow, to be honest. Just like, it's hard to even think. I just wanted to see what happens at this point. It's so hard.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously there's some friction between
this season. A new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Between him, and I don't even know if it's called ownership. I think it's just Joe Tsai, honestly. I don't know. I don't think this is Sean Barks, whatever. Let him play out the rest of his contract, which is just this year, because he has no trade value, so you ain't trading him for anything that's worth it. If you have him sent home, there's literally no, you don't gain anything from that. Let him play out this contract. You don't want to bring him back? Fine. Completely understandable. He hasn't been available. I would have no problems with it. But he's under contract. He's healthy. He wants to play. I think it's just crazy to have him sit at home and not be able to be around the team, not be able to play. And like you said, the longer this drags out, the worse it is for every party involved.
100%.
And that's including Kevin Durant. That's including Jacque Vaughn, by the way, who's been waiting 7 years for a chance to be the Nets head coach. He thought he was going to get it after Steve Nash, or before Steve Nash was hired, but he didn't. Like, Jacque Vaughn has busted his ass for this opportunity to coach the Nets, an NBA team that does not suck like he had with the Orlando Magic. And he's not even getting the opportunity to coach the Nets' second-best player. I think that's totally unfair to Jacque Vaughn as well. Just want to put that out there.
Totally agree. It's insane. Like, give him a chance. Give the man a chance.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of saw it with Steve Nash. Like, he never had his full roster. I mean, Steve Nash is a horrible coach, don't get me wrong. Like, X's and O's, everything, emotionless. Like, he was bad. Give Jacque Vaughn a chance. Let Kyrie come back. And honestly, I fly him out for the road trip. Let him play 20 minutes. Make him come off the bench like Ben Simmons. Make him earn his starting spot back. I'm completely fine with that. Like, the Nets are playing with high energy. They're playing, like, intense. They're playing good defense. I have no problem with saying, okay, Kyrie, you can come back. You're coming off the bench first. You need to play with the same intensity we're playing on defense, as hard as all the other guys are playing, and you need to earn your role back. I have no problem with them doing that. But to have them sit at home is just insane to me.
I agree. I think that's all I can really say at this point. So it's no end date in sight.
Yeah, and like you said, there's no like timeline or anything. It's just, oh, he's got to finish his little task. And I know people on Twitter are comparing it to like the quest you have to do on NBA 2K. Like, that's just how crazy it seems to everyone. And despite StatMuse and all these other accounts on Twitter saying the Nets are so much better without Kyrie, that's bullshit. We saw it against the Lakers, and I don't think the Nets holding opponents under 100 points every game is sustainable, no matter how hard they're playing defensively or how bought into Jacque Vaughn they are. You ain't holding the Bucks to under 100 points. I'm sorry. You're not holding the Celtics to under 100 points. I'm sorry. The Grizzlies. Like, it's not happening. Now, yes, 135 is not sustainable either. Like, you can't expect to hold teams to 135 and beat them. You got to come somewhere in the middle, but the Nets need Kyrie Irving, plain and simple. But all right, let's move on, Anthony. Let's go into Jacque Vaughn real quick. I know we kind of just touched on him. We've seen more from Jacque Vaughn. Are you bought in, worried, think that Sean Marks made a mistake? Like, what's your takes, your opinion on Jacque Vaughn being the Nets head coach?
So I was skeptical at first, like you both said. On the last podcast, it seemed like they kind of missed the ball looking at external candidates. He's looked good so far. Like, I'm not going to judge a 5-game sample size if I love a guy or not, but it's heading in the right direction. Hopefully it continues that way. Like, he looks like he's definitely better than Nash, which is a low bar, but that's where it is right now, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I've liked, for the most part, he hasn't had Seth Curry in back-to-backs. He hasn't had TJ Warren yet. Ben Simmons has been a shell of himself. Obviously, no Kyrie. But all things considered, the Nets definitely are playing harder under Jacque Vaughn than they were Steve Nash. There's no arguing that. Completely different. I really loved that clip in the locker room when the Nets gave him the game ball after his first win. I mean, they look bought in. They all know that he's been around the group for 7 years now. He's been on this team. He's been waiting for an opportunity. And the Nets players, like, they got to know that Jacque Vaughn deserves this chance. And the only way he's keeping it is if they play hard. And I think the Nets are kind of rallying behind that. Rotations have looked good to me. I mean, obviously, Cam Thomas being inserted was big. Edmund Sumner has been good in the starting lineup. Patty Mills, I hate to bash him, but his minutes have been cut. And, like, I think that's another reason why the Nets have been better defensively. No one's really talking about it, but Patty Mills isn't playing 25 minutes a game anymore. He's been around, like, 8 to 10, kind of coming in just to be a shooter. So, like, that's definitely helped the defense besides just Kyrie being out. Putting Ben at the back of 5. Ben was playing, like, a point guard before, and, I mean, if he's himself athleticism, like, that's what you expect. has been being able to go like coast to coast, dunking on people, posting up smaller guys, attacking the basket. Like, that's the ultimate goal with Ben, but that's not where he's at currently. And not playing him alongside Claxton has been one of my favorite things from Jock Vaughn. He's been calling timeouts to stop runs. Like, I think there's been a lot of promising stuff from Jock Vaughn. But like you said, it's too early to declare him the next Ime Udoka.
100%.
But all in all, like, there's a lot of promise there. I mean, the Nets just got to get these guys on the court. Let's move on to some recaps of games. Do you remember where we left off?
We're on to the two LA games.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot we did them destroying the Knicks. But Clippers game Saturday night, you want to go through it?
So it was kind of like a back-and-forth affair the whole game. Like, the Nets came out looking strong. Katie had a shot rolling, showed it. Seth did. Claxton looked pretty good. Simmons at least was making some plays at the defensive end. The Nets looked like they had some energy. The whole game was back and forth. Like, I think it was like 5 points the entire game both ways. Paul George was in like a torture chamber. I think it was like 5 for 21. Seth Curry was the one that won this game for the Nets. He went red hot in the fourth. He must have hit like 4 or 5 threes in the fourth quarter and like 20 points. It was the Seth Curry game. KD was cooking for the first three quarters, and he just gave the baton to Seth, and then some guys were making timely shots, and the Nets out-tooled them. They ended the game in like a 15-0 run, like the 450 mark to like the 130 mark. It was insane, and the Nets looked like they had a nice, strong victory, building momentum on their nice little streak going on.
Yeah, I mean, noticeably for me that game, Ben Simmons only played 14 minutes, which is why I'm kind of surprised he didn't play Sunday, to be honest with you, because it's not like he logged 30, 35 minutes. Like, he only played 14 minutes. I don't know if that had to do with his knee or if it was just kind of the flow of the game, but he only played 14 minutes. Seth Curry, like you said, was tremendous. Joe Harris continues to struggle a little bit shooting-wise, which is kind of frustrating, but he's been a difference maker at other areas on the court. Kevin Durant was once again tremendous, doing literally everything, scoring, getting assists, blocking shots, rebounding. All in all, it was back and forth, like you said, and then Seth Curry kind of just got hot and took over.
Yeah, it was great job with all the role players. Even Royce looked really good. He's been great for this team, but could not get the job. I mean, they got the job done there, but could not continue the momentum to the next day.
Yeah, man. The game against the Lakers, it was bad. Like, the Lakers stink. Let's just preface it with that. They were 2-10. They lost 5 in a row. There was no LeBron. The starting lineup with Anthony Davis, Patrick Beverley, Austin Reeves, Lonnie Walker, and Troy Brown Jr. Basically, Anthony Davis and four guys was the starting lineup. And what was frustrating to me, I don't know about you, Anthony, but on the other end, whenever Kevin Durant would touch the ball in the post, we saw him swarmed by three defenders. When Anthony Davis touched the ball in the post, he was going one-on-one with Markieff Morris, Royce O'Neal, or like Kevin Durant. And the Nets didn't double. They didn't try anything. They didn't try a zone, even though the Lakers are the worst three-point shooting team in the NBA. They pretty much just let Anthony Davis cook him for 37.
Yeah, there's no like defensive adjustments there. Like, it was just like getting to the rim, shooting wide open. It was insane. Like, I don't get how like they didn't decide to make an adjustment there. It was like probably Anthony Davis' best game in like what, 2 to 3 years.
He had 10 offensive rebounds, Anthony. Like, that's insane. Yeah, more than the Nets' entire team. The Nets had 8 offensive rebounds on the team. Anthony Davis had 10 by himself. They scored 56 points from the paint. Like, I know that Dayron's been pretty poor, but honestly, in that situation, I might have maybe thrown Dayron out there. Just because he's a bigger body, Claxton was unavailable. Markieff Morris has not been good, in my opinion, in his limited minutes. I don't know.
Yeah. Just
the Nets, like, the energy was lacking. The Nets couldn't buy a shot. They shot 7 of 27 from 3. Obviously, they missed Seth Curry a lot. kind of a move on and forget it kind of game. Well, watch some film, learn from it, and then forget about it.
Yeah, the thing with De'Aaron is just he's not great with the fouling, but like just for a big body and rebound standpoint, it would have been a good adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, at least try it. Like, Anthony Davis was destroying him the entire game, and the Nets only had undersized defenders. Claxton only played 16 minutes with that eye injury. They were throwing KD, Royce O'Neal, and Markieff Morris on him, and like AD was just bigger than them. That's all it was. He was posting them up. They didn't send any double teams at all. And he was just destroying them in the paint.
Yeah, it was very disgraceful and discouraging. I thought that game was just annoying. Lakers were hot from three. They're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league. They couldn't get rebounds to the Nets. LeBron was out and they still couldn't get a win, or he thought that was the gimme game at this road trip.
Yeah, that was the game to put him back to 500 too.
Yep.
But let's look ahead at this week. So the Nets play three games. First two are on the road, which sucks because they both start at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Eastern time, which I hate those kind of games. So they got the Kings on Tuesday. And this is not the same old Kings, by the way. They are a much better team than they have in the past. They're like 4-1 in their last five. They beat the Warriors, they beat the Lakers, they beat the Cavs. So, like, they're not a gimme team where it's like, oh, we play the Kings, like, let's get right. We can kind of go through the motions and beat them. Like, no, they have a good roster. Like, Sabonis is good. They got the stud rookie. They got Harrison Barnes, Keegan Murray, De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox has been an all-star so far, and he scares the hell out of me because the Nets can't guard athletic point guards.
Yeah, they can't. So it's going to be interesting who the hell they're going to put on him. Ideally, it's Simmons, but right now it doesn't look like he's that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be Simmons. He's the backup center. So it's going to be probably going to be Edmund Sumner, who I actually like his defense. I like how he harasses people full court. I think it's going to be Sumner to start the game, but I don't know. That's not a gimme. And then they play the Blazers, another team that's vastly improved from last year. They're 9-4 right now. Anthony Simons, Dame Lillard, Jeremy Grant, Nurkic, who always provides problem for the Nets. I know he's been out the last couple of games, so it'll be interesting to see if he comes back. But that's another tough game for the Nets. Like, that's not a gimme either, obviously. And I honestly think the Nets might be underdogs in both of those games, Anthony.
I can see that, yeah. There's a world where they lose both, but there hopefully is a world where they win both. I think the Portland game still scares me a little bit more just because Dame, but
right.
Blazers are playing a little bit better. But yeah, both games are not gimmies at any stretch. Maybe going into the year they seem like gimmies, but they're not now.
No, and then you have those two games, which last year were easy, this year are tough. And then what do we get on Sunday? We get to come home, finally. And then we play the Memphis Grizzlies, who the Nets have not beaten in 17 years.
Yep, since I was born.
since Joe was born, not you.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, they haven't beat him what, in 3 years, I think it was, we said last time they played him.
Yep.
Like when Marc Gasol was the starting center.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So like that's not easy. And then they got Philly and then they got the Raptors. So this is another brutal five game stretch. I mean, those first three are this week, and then after that they play Philly and the Raptors in a back to back on next Tuesday and Wednesday. So, like we said, the longer Kyrie is out, like, there's not many games where it's like, oh, we're just going to beat them. We don't need our second best player. Like, that's not the NBA anymore.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a gimme game with how good the NBA is now.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it. The Warriors are 5-8. Like you said, Miami's struggling. The Lakers are horrible, despite having LeBron and Anthony Davis play. Like, we've seen, even look at OKC, like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going off. Like, these are all teams that used to be horrible, and now they're all respectable. So the longer 11's out, it's just going to – it could get ugly.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't. Hope for the best.
I agree. Anything else you want to talk about, Anthony?
I think we covered it all. It's just a lot of always – it's very frustrating, like – just being in the state all the time. I wish we just focus on basketball, but it's like legit impossible.
Yeah. Which is crazy because The Nets, I know they're obviously the most dysfunctional team in the NBA. They have been. But it's exhausting. It's like, I just want to watch them play basketball, not worry about who's going to be out there. And it has not ever happened, it feels like, in these last 2 years.
Oh, actually, last thing. Mark Stein just reported, word is Irving is itching to get back on the floor, and there have been rumbles for days that the NBAPA at some stage could move to file a grievance on Irving's behalf if the various parties can't reach a resolution on a return timetable.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Jaylen Brown speak out about it, and he's obviously part of the Players Association. So that'll be definitely be something to keep an eye on.
For sure, yeah. I mean, that's everything, right?
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening to the Sports Ethos Net podcast with Anthony and Cody. The Nets are back in action on Tuesday.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.